All right, guys, so we're going to go over gun defense from the front. We normally don't teach this on video to the public because, honestly, it's a hard defense to do. And if you do it incorrectly, it's just very dangerous. So here's the problem, guys. There's a gun to your face. Shit. You're going to take the gun away and deflect and defend and counterattack. Here's how this happens. You will get shot if you just go up and grab a gun, obviously. Because if they're going to shoot you, that gun's going to be in your face. So we have two critical elements to this. Element number one we call hand defense. So this barrel can't point at my face anymore. I need that barrel to point away from me, so I use my hand. Element number two, body defense. So my target, the head, needs to move out of the way at the same time. So when we have the hand going up to grab the gun and the head moving out of the way, by the time they even know what's happening, you're not gonna get shot anymore. Now you gotta remember, guys, they are not expecting you to do this. Most bad guys, they come up to you, they put a gun up to your head, they're expecting you to freak out, do whatever they want you to do. So if for any reason you need to do a gun defense, let's say they're in your house and they're gonna do bad things to you or whatever, and you do this, you gotta be quick, you gotta be fast, and they're probably gonna be caught off guard from you doing it. Second, we redirect, body defense gets out of the way. Gun, hopefully, if it goes off, it goes off over there. If it may not go off because it may be jammed, because when I grab the slide of the weapon and it moves a little bit, it jams it. But we're not going to count on that. We just hope that we don't get shot. As our body's out of the way now, I got to hit him because he's fully active still. So he can pull the gun back to your hip. He can pull the gun back and shoot me again if he needs to. So as the gun's out of the way, my hand goes up and throws a big strike towards the throat. We're trying to knock them out right now and hurt them. So we love throat shots. When I'm in this position, I'm aiming for the trachea, or if I need to, aim for the chin so I can really get that distance for that person to go back, okay? So you're gonna notice I'm redirecting the gun, body's getting out of the way, my hand's coming up, and I'm hitting him, and I'm moving to the side of him. We call this the channel. Can you come a little closer? We call this moving to the outside the channel. So that way, even if he's fighting me or resisting what I'm doing, if I punch him and I hit him, I'm at least moving out of the channel so the gun is not anywhere where I am, or I'm not anywhere where the gun is. Guys, it's late, I apologize. So step one, redirection, body defense. Step two, punch him and close the gap. Step three, grab the rear of the slide. So we're gonna put our hands right here. You're grabbing the rear of the slide, make sure the gun's pointed away from you, and you're yanking that gun away from him. One more time, step one, redirection, head defense. Step two, counterattack, move in. Step three, grab the rear of the slide, yank the gun away, throw some counterattacks. If you know how to use the gun, you can tap and rack. If you don't know how to use the gun, throw it on a roof or run away. Guys, that is a simple, well, it's not simple. Simply put, that is our gun defense. That's one version of a lot of different situations, far, close, behind, side, whatever. This is just the most common gun to the front. You can do anything you want to. You can comply. If they want money, just give them your money. It's fine. If you feel like this is a life and death situation, though, you may need to take action. If you do take action, defend the gun, get your head out of the way, counterattack, hurt them, take the weapon away. All right, guys, so that is the gun defense. Let me flip it around here. And if you have any questions, let us know. Go to KrovClass.com if you want to try out our fundamentals program. And wish Adam a good night because he's Mr. Sexy.
And, I'm pretty sexy.
Nah. We'll do a Facebook Live poll. All right, guys, have a good night. Oh, I didn't start. Ah!